I was afraid he would follow me.
Is this a cultural thing?
Yeah.
Or is this this person?
I don't know what they think, honestly.
You would date a guy that's shorter than you?
Maybe a bit, but then I feel like he has to compensate on other... I'm not meaning in a sexual way, but...
Yes, you are.
Maybe also, but...
And I'm done. No. Oh, I want to make love with you.
Currently dating or are you on the apps?
Okay.
Should we say it in 3, 2, 1?
Welcome to From Lisbon with Love, a podcast about real stories of love, laughter, and life in Lisbon from women who have left it all behind.
The podcast where we share real stories about moving to Lisbon, starting over, and figuring life out along the way.
We talk love, dating, friendships, breakups, healing, growing, all of it.
Basically, the stuff we usually talk about over coffee or vino.
If you're thinking about moving abroad, already here, or just love honest conversations with heart, you're in the right place.
This is From Lisbon with Love. Hey guys, welcome back. I'm Anna Shirina.
And I'm April Betts.
And this is From Lisbon with Love. In today's episode, we're going to talk about the dating scene in Lisbon.
Ooh.
Ooh. And I'm actually a bit nervous for this episode because it's so personal and we're going to share some great...
We're going to get vulnerable.
Stories, yes.
Yes, we are. Hopefully our stories can help someone else out there.
I hope so, because we're putting ourselves out there.
We are.
For you, so you're in for a treat today, because it's gonna be juicy.
Yes. Okay,
oh well.
Let's get started.
There we go. As a first, I would like to know, how is the dating scene in your hometown, home country, and if it's different here in Lisbon?
Yeah, I would say it is different in certain ways and kind of similar in others. I'm from Los Angeles, and I would say the dating, like, to be honest, I really didn't date that much. I was in a long-term relationship for like almost 5 years, and then most of the time I was just I like to be alone.
Makes sense. I get it.
So and then also, too, I was in Los Angeles for so long. Like, I was in there during my 20s. So during my 20s, it was a little different to up to my 40s.
Right.
So, yes, I'm in my 40s. I know. But
but she likes younger. So if you're a young guy, hit us up.
I'm a young soul. I'm old soul, but young spirit. Okay. Anyway, so I would say the difference is... Oh, I would say the well, the men in LA, they normally have their own apartments or own homes.
Oh my God,
I would
true.
Say that would be a big thing than dating here.
I forgot about that.
But in regards to just men in general and dating, like, I really... Like, I've only gone on a couple of dates here, so I can't really give you that much in regards to the difference, but, oh, wait, I thought of something. Okay, so I noticed going on dates here, I feel like it's more a lot of coffee dates.
Okay.
Do you want to go for coffee?
Mm-hmm.
But that's becoming a thing in the States, too, but I feel like it's more in the States, it's like, let's go for drinks.
For in the nighttime.
Or for dinner. But here, my experience so far has been like, let's go for a coffee.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
But that could also be a thing of generations, like the age. Maybe younger people go for drinks or...
I don't know.
Dinner,
what's your experience maybe? Since being
because
here?
Because I also went on a coffee.
Did you go on a coffee date? Was
yes.
the person older?
Not that much. I think he was at that time 32.
Okay, 21? That's not okay.
I don't even remember.
So I don't know if it's a, is it would that be considered a generational thing if you're in your 30s?
Maybe, because I was like, I'm not going out with you for drinks during the evening if it's like a first date, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, because...
Okay, that's normal in LA.
Maybe I would do that in my hometown, but I feel like because everything here, when I first arrived, it was new and I don't know anything about the people here. Like, the dating pool is super big. Yeah. There's a lot of foreigners, a lot of tourists, locals, expats, everything.
Yeah.
So it just felt, I think, a bit safer to do it during the day. And also, I was on a holiday, so that's maybe different. Because I went for drinks on dates when I lived here. But when I was on a holiday, I think it feels a bit different.
So wait. So you're saying when you were on holiday, you did go for drinks? Or you went for
coffee? No, I went for coffees. Because
on holiday, you went for coffee. Yes. But when you lived here, you went for drinks.
Yeah.
You felt safer going for coffee than...
Yeah, just during the day. Because I was on a holiday alone. I mean, now that I live here, I'm also alone. But I mean, it's different.
But it's like you have a home base or something.
Yeah.
You feel a little bit safer.
Yeah, because you can always go back home, like, during the night when it's, like, later at night. I don't mind going out for drinks now. But I mean, on a holiday, I don't know why, but I felt a bit more cautious.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, but for me, I think...
Go ahead. No, for me, it's like the opposite. Like, for me, I feel like back, if I'm on holiday, I'm going out for drinks. Like, if you want to go out for coffee on a holiday, I'm like, okay, that's weird.
Yeah, I get that part too, though, but.
Like, I would say for, like, if you live somewhere, then okay, a coffee date.
Because
it's like, it could lead to more, like, because you have more time. But whereas, like, on vacation, you're just like, hey, what?
It makes sense. Yeah. But I mean, I think that was also my first Tinder date outside of my country. So I think that plays a part. I did Tinder. But then I think it's also...
I did too. Don't worry about it.
We all do, right? And who says he's not doing it is lying. Or they have other apps. But anyway, I think because it was the first date outside of my country, that I felt a bit like, a bit nervous, unsure, like, let's go for a coffee.
That makes sense. Yeah.
But I think also for me, like, compared to my hometown, I think the dating pool is much bigger because in my hometown, I wouldn't say it's, like, super small. We have, like... more than 200,000 people, so it's still not a super small town. But I think everybody knows a story about someone, or we know, like, people that have dated that person. So I feel like we all know too much.
And I think everybody knows everybody else's business.
Yeah, and I also feel like when I use the apps and I would have, like, nice conversation with someone and I would share it with a friend, then that friend would say, oh, I know him, or... they have, like, a friend that knows him and has, like, a bad story about that person. And even one time, I remember, I sent a screenshot of the conversation to a friend. And she was like, don't talk to him. He has a small dick.
Oh, snap. His business is all the way out there.
I know. So I was like, okay, that's another, like, friend that fucked with someone that I'm talking to on an app.
Oh, yeah.
So I think,
it's a little too close for comfort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also the average age in my hometown is 37.
Oh.
Because there's a lot of students.
Okay.
But that's not really my target group, like the students.
Yeah.
And I feel like everybody my age or a bit above or a bit younger, I've already dated. My friends have already dated. They're now married, they have kids, whatever. So I feel like the dating pool got really small. Because you also have to consider your type.
Yeah, and you guys are all the same age. I mean, if the average age is 37, so it's
really small.
Yeah, it's really small.
Yeah. And I think here there's more variety with age.
That's
nationality.
True.
It's much bigger.
Yeah, and
there's more people.
Luckily, being here in Lisbon in the city, you get a lot of people. A lot of tourists, a lot of digital nomads, a lot of just locals too in general. Just mm-hmm. it's a mix.
Yeah.
A big mix.
Yeah, but that makes it interesting.
It makes it very interesting, yeah. Yeah, it really does.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So. All right. Okay. Well, Anna. Oh.
We're already messing up.
It's okay. We have all these questions that we want to get to, so we just want to make sure that we get them.
Yeah, we have a lot of questions for this episode, like more than usual. We were like making the order.
I know.
And now we're kind of lost, but it's fine.
Okay, so
here we go.
Anna.
Ooh.
What lessons did you learn from dating in your hometown, and how are you integrating that here?
That's an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like I learned a lot of lessons in general. I wouldn't say it was specifically from my hometown. But I had some toxic relation. I had a toxic relationship. So that made me very cautious about dating in general. Because you don't want to go through that same experience again.
Yeah.
So you're always like looking for, not signs, but I mean, you're kind of looking for more than a normal person probably would do that didn't experience that.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like dating cost me also a lot of energy because I'm super aware, trying to read people, trying to kind of check in with myself what I'm feeling. So I'm very cautious when it comes to dating.
Mm-hmm.
And also what I think is really important to... You cannot really do a background check because in this city it's so big and you don't have friends.
Do you normally do background checks on people?
No, not not specifically, but what I told you that everybody had a story already about that person. So it's in my hometown.
Okay.
So it's like you can already have some more inside info.
Yeah.
And here you cannot have that at all.
Yeah.
So you have to trust that's your guts.
Yeah, very true. That's a good point.
So that's... Yeah, I would say that's a lot different here.
Mm-hmm.
And also I would say just add them on social media or something so you just know that it's an actual person. Because I feel like nowadays with AI, I hear a lot about people creating fake accounts with AI pictures.
Mm-hmm.
But before it was just people would steal other people's pictures that they liked.
Yeah.
But nowadays you can just create like fake people on pictures. So... It's getting harder, right?
It's just crazy.
I know.
It really is crazy. It's like, okay, for these people who are going to be creating these fake accounts, are they expecting to ever meet these people, or mm-hmm. they just want to talk to someone?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't understand it, because if you make these fake accounts, eventually, if you want to see them, you're going to have to show your face. I mean, I guess it's just like with people who do the catfishing, but it's just like,
I don't know, honestly. Because I remember in my hometown, it was during COVID that I got seriously catfished.
Oh,
I got catfished.
What happened?
On a dating app. And also I added that person on WhatsApp and he had the same picture there and he would send me selfies. Just, I don't know, it looked legit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wasn't really keen on meeting him, but it was COVID and I was like, oh, I'm so bored. I didn't go on a date in ages
mm-hmm.
and you cannot go out. Basically, we couldn't do anything, as we all know. So I was like, okay, let me just go on a date. And mm-hmm. then that guy was supposed to come to my house. And then he said he didn't have the mouth mask to go in the bus, which was already like a super red flag.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I really don't feel like going there. But also I was like hyping myself up, you know, like, just come on, like, just have fun. And maybe, you know, like, just go and see. And then I took the bus and I think it was almost 1 hour from my hometown. So I spent like the whole evening, almost getting ready, going there. And then he was supposed to pick me up from the bus stop. And then, of course, he wasn't there.
Oh,
and I was already like, I was so annoyed.
Yeah.
And then he sent me the address and I walked over to the house and I rang the door and then he opened and I was like, oh my God, I'm sorry, like, I'm in the wrong house, you know, like, because it was not that person.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry for bothering, because it was already a bit later at night. I think it was around 10. So I was like, oh, sorry. And then I walked away and then I sent a message to the guy like, oh, haha, I went to the wrong house. I don't know, like, Google Maps just sent me here by your address. So can you come pick me up, or can you send, like, the real address, I don't know, like, what's happening. And then he said to me, but didn't you like that one, like, that person? And then I ran to the bus stop calling my friend, and I took a bus back.
I didn't even go
like 3 bus stops ahead, because I was afraid he would follow me, so I would just go like to another stop, not the closest, but just further, because I was scared. I don't know, like,
you went through all of that.
I know. But then the funniest part is, because I told you the dating pool is so small.
Yeah.
In my hometown. I had a friend, and then her sister also got catfished by him with the same profile on the same app. And she went there and she actually went inside. I think she didn't notice immediately.
But what the heck? Why are all these women going to these men? That's not how it's supposed to go.
No.
That's a red flag right there. If you have to come to him, he should be coming to you.
But literally, it was the only time I did it in my life, like going to a random guy's house that I didn't meet before. But because it was COVID, I was like, okay, this is like the only thing we could do. So let's just go. But of course, since then, I've never did it again, because that was, but in a way, like, it was funny, because he was not a scary person, he was just not the same person.
But but just look at the person who did that. The fact that he knew that you were gonna have to travel all that way, and he was like being someone completely different than who he said he was. And then when you open the door, he still didn't even have the courage to say something then, and just let you walk away and waited for you to message me like, hey, like, what the?
I know. Yeah, that's insane.
Okay.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I thought of myself, like, why did you do that? Because I was like, that's scary as fuck. I mean, if a friend would ever say to me like, oh, I'm going to this random guy's house during the night, I would say, girl, are you crazy?
Yeah.
But I think nowadays, although it's not COVID anymore, I feel like there's still people who do that.
There are, like, unfortunately. But it's like, are they hoping that maybe the person, like, once, maybe because they communicated with them for so long, they've created like some kind of bond, that hoping that maybe when they see them, it won't be as big of an issue?
I think so.
That they would still, like, but then you set up everything on a lie. So then it's like,
I know.
That person could never trust you.
I don't know what they think, honestly. They must have some sort of brain error.
I think they just want love, and they don't know how to...
But they're also very insecure.
Yeah, but it comes from... They have to love themselves in order to receive real love. And they're going outside instead of going within.
Yeah, I think they feel like they're not worthy of love as they are. But
they feel like they have to be someone else in order to get
this love. Is even more offending in that way, because they're gonna get rejected all the time.
Yeah.
Because they're not the same person as they said they were. So it's like, I don't understand if it's not really helping them either. Anyway.
No. Okay.
What lessons did you take with you in your backpack? or your suitcase from dating in your hometown?
Well, you touched on something in regards to, like, toxic relationships. I wouldn't say my relationship was toxic, but I did learn that after I was out of it, I realized that that person was a narcissist. And I didn't know that person was when I was in it. I just saw different things, and I was like, okay, this, you know, they could never admit when they were wrong, and it was just like, it was just all these different things. But as the relationship started to go down, I started to see more and more of who this person really was. And one of the big things of narcissism is they love bomb you in the beginning. Huge love bomber in the beginning. And it was just like, and he like did it for a good while. And then it started to like go down and go down. And then the mask started to fall. And I was like, who is this person?
That's always how it goes. It's so scary.
Yeah. And then I was like, okay, it's time for me to go. Because I have no problem leaving at all. I think I've ended every relationship I've ever been in.
Me too.
So, yeah. I would say I learned how to spot the narcissism traits. For sure. Makes
sense. Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good thing to do, to have. I mean, it's not a nice experience, but I feel like it helps you in a way. Especially when you move to another country, it's like starting all over. It's like
and then also
building trust again.
Yeah, and then just also learning the culture and trying to figure out, okay, is this a cultural thing?
Yeah.
Or is this person? That's actually something that I've really tried to like figure out here. Once I moved here, like I didn't know if certain things were cultural or if that was that person specifically. Because when you move into another country, you don't know. Because you're like, okay, I can't really tell if this is you or your culture.
Yeah.
So that makes a big difference. If it's you, it's okay. But if it's your culture, okay, that's kind of what you've been like programmed to do. But I don't know. I feel like you can work with it better if it's a cultural thing than if it's a you thing. If it's something bad.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Makes sense. Yeah, that's an interesting one. Because I think there are differences, and that's also where we're going to talk about more in the in the episodes. How would you say, like, how does the mix of locals, expats, and tourists change the dating pool here? Because it's quite different.
Yeah, it kind of makes it kind of cool. Because it's like a little flavor, a little spice.
True.
It's not all the same. You never know who you might come across, but also it also makes a big difference in regards to if you're just want something casual or if you want something long term, then that makes a difference because you do get a lot of digital nomads and sometimes they're not here for very long. So if you're interested in a digital nomad, just know that they're going to leave.
Yeah. They are.
So you might not want to get too attached. So yeah, that's the kind of a little maneuvering you gotta have to do if you come to Lisbon, move here and want to date here, just to keep that in your mind.
Yeah, I think it's a bit similar to the friendships like we talked about in the second episode. There are a lot of temporary people, which can be fun. I mean, if you want to go out, you want something casual, like you said, it's fine. But I think for the long term, maybe that's also why I feel like I dated some Portuguese guys here because they live here. So it's like, and they know that I live here. So I think it makes sense also that you choose like who you're dating, depending on not their nationality, but I mean, if they're living
here. Of course.
Yeah.
And I've actually noticed a lot of people, like a lot of like the Uber drivers and everything, they're always like, do you live here?
I know.
Are you just on vacation? I get that question a lot. And I'm wondering, like, are you asking because...
No number.
Are you leaving in a couple days or are you staying?
I know. I remember when I had my my laundry machine, it got delivered. And then I was being super friendly, like speaking Portuguese to the guys because they were like carrying that whole thing upstairs and it was super hot and they were installing it. I was like, oh, do you want water? Blah, blah, blah. And then when they left... the guy was in the elevator already and he pulled out his phone. He was like, TikTok or Instagram or whatever.
No.
And I was like, no. And then the doors of the elevator closed.
You said no. Oh my God. Of course.
You're coming here to deliver my laundry machine. I can be nice to you, but that doesn't mean that I'm interested in you.
Yeah, of course.
So then I said no. And then the doors closed and then I went. And it was like super funny moments.
Oh my gosh. What did he do? What kind of face did he have?
He was just like getting his phone in his pocket. Like, oh. Yeah, I think it happens a lot.
Yeah.
Because they deliver at all these like gorgeous women's houses, like living alone.
Yeah, people always ask that question too. Are you alone? Like, kind of creepy by asking me that.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of understand where they are coming from, but it's still a little creepy. Like, don't ever ask a woman if she's alone.
Yeah.
Guys, don't.
Yeah, it's a bit creepy. It's a bit creepy. Right?
Yeah. But yeah. All right. Anna.
Mm-hmm.
How would you describe your type?
Ooh.
And did you find that already here in Portugal?
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, we're talking now about appearance, right?
Yeah.
Mostly.
Yeah.
Because I really like dark hair. Mm-hmm. I like a beard. So it's like, I think I'm in a good place when it comes to that. Because I like, the dark features.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, like, in Netherlands, there's also a lot of people with, because we also have a lot of immigrants, there's a lot of variety still.
Mm-hmm.
And if I take a look at my exes, they're mostly Turkish.
Mm-hmm.
But the funny thing is that there's not a lot of Turkish men here. Mm-hmm. Because all the Turkish men, they go to Netherlands and Germany. They don't go to Lisbon. Because what we have here is Indian people and a lot of Asians, I would say. Like, when it comes to immigrants and Brazilians, of course. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm in a good spot when it comes to like the futures. But then I think in Portugal, the men are mostly, they're not super small, but they're a bit shorter sometimes than
especially
me.
Especially compared to the Netherlands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But because I didn't, like the last years, I didn't date Dutch people.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm already a bit like used to them not being super, super tall.
Okay.
But I don't know. I don't really mind if it's like the same height or a bit smaller. I mean, I don't know.
You would date a guy that's shorter than you?
Maybe a bit, but then I feel like he has to compensate on other. I'm not meaning in a sexual way, but
yes, you
maybe
are.
Maybe also, but I do. But also on the other things,
of course,
like the personality,
of course, absolutely, yeah.
Because like a guy that's a bit shorter, like the worst he can do is be insecure about it, you know, like and. Because then I would literally feel like his mom. That's not the vibe we're going for.
No.
So,
no, we love confident men.
Yes.
Like, you can be the shortest, ugliest, fattest. But if you're confident, everyone will see you as confident. And like, oh, damn, what's going on over there? You know?
Yeah. And I think here, I think it's more a generation thing. Because I talk about this a lot with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like nowadays, guys, they dress kind of feminine and also like their expression, like the way they show up, the whole vibe
it's
is more feminine.
Yeah.
And
it's not cute.
No, like I really struggle with that because you can
we
be like
masculine
super pretty. You can be like handsome, have like the dark features. You can have everything that I like. But if you have like the feminine thing, the feminine vibe, then
it's like such a turn off.
I know,
because it's like you don't want too feminine. Like every person has a masculine energy and a feminine energy, and it's just more sexy when a man is in their masculine energy as opposed to their feminine. And I think a lot of men don't even realize that they're in their feminine energy a lot of the times, because I noticed that in regards to type, most of my exes have been like Italian. My type have been Italian, but I'm done with Italians.
Okay.
No.
Had enough. Been there, done that.
Been there, done that. Bought the t-shirt. No. No, I like the dark hair.
Mm-hmm.
I love beards.
We have the same type.
We have the same
type.
It's
a problem.
Yeah.
Not yet, but
I like the olive skin tone. But what I was going to say was a lot of Italian men have a lot of feminine energy.
That's what I wanted to say to you.
Yeah.
And also the way they dress sometimes. Like, it's too like, much I for
love,
me.
Like, I love the way, if you dress nice, that's mm-hmm. super sexy. But it's just like, the mannerisms and the... I know there are a couple of Italians that I was just friends with, and I would ask them, I was like, are you gay? And he's like, why does everybody ask me that?
Because you look like it.
I was like, well, it's like your mannerisms and like your whole vibe. It just seems very feminine.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't say all Italians are that way. No, not at all.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot can be along that. Well, just from my experience.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
But not all. Because no, some of course are very masculine. And
yeah, it really depends. But yeah,
it just depends.
In general, like... the generation thing mm-hmm. nowadays, it's more like, I feel like a lot of women also dress more masculine nowadays, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of mixing up.
Yeah.
Which is not a bad thing, because I feel like there's also a lot of people that like it, yeah. but it just doesn't work for me. So I feel like, I don't know, I should have been born like way back. when men were still men, you know?
You probably were. You know, we have multiple.
True.
I believe in past lives.
But then I was a guinea pig, so I couldn't date.
Who says you weren't dating as a guinea pig now?
Ah,
look at Turbo. Turbo gets his...
That's true. I have a gay guinea pig. A very horny gay guinea pig.
Why do you think he's gay? He just likes to hump.
Yeah, but then just like, we'll hump Teddy is a guy.
Well... Because that's all that's there.
Yeah. Yeah. But the he also used his toy, like the plush toy. Mm-hmm. That one is like, how do you call it? When you don't have a gender?
Non-binary.
Yeah. Very Gen Z of us.
Yeah. I think also, too, I think that we are similar in a way of like our energy is very alpha
mm-hmm.
and grounded. And I think we just need something to match that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
and that's hard to find in general.
It is, especially nowadays.
Yeah. And I don't think that's attached to a place, because I feel it's worldwide.
It's worldwide.
It's changing.
It is.
Yeah.
It definitely is.
But yeah. We got to work with it.
Yeah. Got to work with what you got.
Yep. Yeah, so that leads to the following question. Like, is there anything you struggle with when it comes to dating in general or specifically in Lisbon? I think we already touched a bit on
that. We kind of touched on that, but...
Maybe there's more. I don't know.
I don't know, like, I'm still learning a lot when it comes to, like, dating here because I've only been on 2 dates.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a big dater. Like, mm-hmm. I look at it sometimes and I'm just like, when I think about it, I'm just like, I feel like I'm drained.
Mm.
Like, it's like an energy drain. It's like, mm-hmm. I'm like, why? Like, I mean, maybe that's not a good thought to have or whatever, but like, that's currently where I'm at right now. And I'm just like, I don't really care so much at the moment. I'm kind of just being and just like being me and just like doing me because also too like when you're dating you kind of have to like it takes a lot of energy it takes a lot of work and sometimes I don't want to give my energy away I just want to keep it for myself so makes that's sense. Where I'm currently at right now
I think we're on the same page because I heard you speak and I was like you're literally saying what I've been thinking when I read that question mm-hmm. because it takes a lot of energy and time. And also, we are like working now on the podcast and there's a lot of things going on. And I don't know, I feel like there's a lot of things I can spend my time on rather than going on the apps, like swiping my time away, mm-hmm. knowing that I'm like picky as fuck. So we'll probably not go on any dates. And then it becomes a bit, I don't know, a bit...
Yeah, I understand.
Overwhelming and like maybe even a bit depressing in a way because it feels like a waste of time and mm-hmm. you're not getting any results, mm-hmm. because that's how I felt like going on the apps before. Mm-hmm. So I always have to kind of hype myself up, like,
yeah, to spend some time there, you know? I have to hype myself up to do this.
Yes.
And this is like, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. I have to hype myself up to
do it. But then I feel like there's no other way, because I like to be alone. It's like, I'm too comfortable right now, but I feel like that's already been 4 years, so you know,
yeah,
it's not gonna happen like overnight, so you gotta put in the effort. But I don't feel like doing that right now, which is weird because it's summer, like it's super easy to go for a coffee, for a dinner, for a drink. You can wear a nice outfit, there's so many parties, there's so many things to do.
There is, yeah.
But then also with the heat, I'm too tired to go on a date. I feel sweaty, I feel gross, like I need a break.
Yeah. I'm also in the place of like letting stuff just come to me,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to actually going out and trying to find it or whatever. And I personally like am old school in the way of like, I like to meet people naturally.
Mm-hmm. Same.
I really don't like the apps. And even though like I've been on them and I still have profiles or whatever that I don't look at 99% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, even when I open it, I'm just like, I have like a
mm-hmm.
like a feeling of like, I don't even look at these people.
Right?
Yeah. It's just like, not really feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, sometimes I'll just look and see like, you know, like, cause I had a profile on Hinge,
mm-hmm.
and you'll get things of like, oh, this person liked you, and I'm like, sometimes I don't look at it for days, and then I like look at it and I'm like, no. I don't know. I'm just not in, I guess. And also too, like I was saying, I prefer in person, natural, like old school.
Yeah, same. But then you still have to put in the efforts. I mean, you have to go to events, you have to show up. So I feel like that's also time consuming.
True.
Although it's more fun because you're not swiping alone at night on your couch. I mean, you're actually like doing something.
And I think it's also better if like you're going to these places, mm-hmm. not to meet someone, just like to experience and have a good time. That's the best way. Like, and then if someone comes, you're like, oh,
mm-hmm.
okay, that was a cool surprise. But it wasn't like you were like, I'm there looking.
On purpose,
like, you know, like, no. Don't.
That's crazy.
No, that's not cute.
No, it's not. We're not that desperate. No, we're not like the opposite. We're like, ugh.
Like you have to drag me to like be like, in a relationship. Like my whole life, I really have not had that many relationships because I've literally just wanted to be alone. And I just, in order for me to get in a relationship with someone, I had to feel something like deep, mm-hmm. like something deep.
Yeah.
For that to happen. So.
Yeah, that's not easy. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it takes time, effort for both, from mm-hmm. both ways. So it's like.
And I think also too, I realized that I liked being alone because I just like keeping my own energy for me.
Yes. Oh my God, I totally get it.
Not even like knowing like back then, I was just like, because then also too, you don't have to be concerned about someone and their feelings and are they okay? And that takes a lot of energy.
It does.
Like having kids.
It does.
It's like, so it's like, I'm only going to do that if that person is bringing something as well, that it's not like I'm being drained, because I think the majority of my past relationships I've been drained.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, why do I want to go get in another one if like all of my experiences have been like draining?
Mm-hmm.
So I think obviously I've picked the wrong people.
True.
But from this point where I am at in my life now, if you're going to come into my life and I'm going to allow you into my life, you have to, like, it has to be balanced.
Yeah.
Same energy. Like, I give, you give. So it's like, when I'm giving,
mm-hmm.
you are replacing that energy because you are giving.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. So it's a balance.
Yeah. I think that's also super important. And also something that you're maybe not aware of when you're younger. Because when I was in my 20s, I was also super drained by some of the relationships I had, and I didn't know why. Mm-hmm. But now that I'm alone, I know why. So that's a lesson for everybody listening, like mm-hmm. on a younger age.
Yeah.
Because I think it takes a lot of time to be aware of mm-hmm. these kind of things, yeah. because you only realize later. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Living life.
Yeah. Experiences, traumas.
Oh my gosh.
Healing.
Yeah, it's healing. But we all need it. That's the only way to grow.
I know.
You know? So.
Sometimes we forget where we talk about.
Yeah, because we have the questions that we want to talk about, but yeah. then we end up going into like more and more things as we're talking about it. So we kind of like answer the questions.
Yeah, and then I'm like, then I read the question. I'm like, but we already talk about this. But
we kind of already have that. This yeah. one. Okay. Oh, cool. This is a good one. Okay. So Anna,
mm-hmm. mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
what was your first dating experience like here in Lisbon?
Ooh.
The juicy stuff, yes.
It was last summer.
Okay.
Because I remember when I arrived, I was like, I wanted to go on these dates because I was like so bored with the dating scene in my hometown. So mm-hmm. I was like, oh, let's go on a date. And I think it was already after that I was here a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I went on Tinder, I think.
Okay.
Because and I feel like it's the most common app,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So yeah. So I re-downloaded it. And then I started to look, and then I matched with a Portuguese guy, and we had a talk, but not that long, because I always feel like it's a waste of time to talk that much on
oh
the
my
app.
God, yes, no.
So we were like, okay, let's go for a drink. And then I went for a drink, not a coffee this time, because I felt safe, and it was like still during the day because it was summertime, so mm-hmm. it was light outside mm-hmm. and I think we met at 8 or something, and also we agreed to meet at like close to the pedal, like the docas, like at the water.
Okay.
So it's not that far from my house mm-hmm. either, so I felt very comfortable going there. And then we agreed to meet at the train station close to there, because he lived in Carcavelos,
okay.
at the beach. So we just met there, and then we went to the place. And I think it was more like a restaurant, so it was empty at that hour.
Mm.
But we only wanted to go there for a drink. And then he told me that he was a bartender. But I think I already figured that out before, because he sent me his Instagram. So I already knew that. And the funny thing is that I was... in that the bar where he worked, mm-hmm. I was there with my friends, like before. Mm-hmm. It was before I moved here.
Mm-hmm.
So I already visited that place. So I knew already, oh, that's where you're working. So that was super funny. I felt like
that's funny.
The dating pool in my hometown, like
oh
small
my gosh,
town, right?
Okay.
So I was like, I already know where you work.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a couple of drinks, I think. And we had a good talk, and it was... everything was going smooth and didn't feel awkward or anything. It was just a good vibe. We left a lot. And then in the end, when we agreed to leave because he had to work and I wanted to go for dinner, we had to pay the bill. And I was really curious to see how that would go here, because I feel like in Netherlands, mostly it's 50-50.
Really? On dates?
No, like in general, like Dutch culture is very 50-50
yeah,
when it comes
yeah.
to men and women. And I think...
No, even on a date? If a guy asks you on a date?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like on a date, it's mostly the men that's
okay.
based. But I think in general, like Dutch culture is very 50-50.
Okay.
But because I dated a lot of... no, not a lot of, but... I'm exposing myself. let's say it like this. I dated more... foreigners than Dutch people.
Mm-hmm.
Like I talked about the Turkish men.
Sounds like me.
Right?
I date all foreigners.
So when I was in Netherlands, I mean. So it's like I was more used to the men getting the bill, because that's how it goes like in their culture.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, let's see how it goes here with him, because he's Portuguese. Like, and I think he was a bit younger than me also.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. he didn't give that much masculine energy. I was like, okay, let's see. And I think in the end we split the bill. Yes.
Oh. And he asked you out? Or did you?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Because it's been a year.
How did that go? That whole interaction? How did it go?
Well, mostly how it goes when like the bill comes. Because I'm Dutch and I feel like in our culture it's common.
Go Dutch.
Yeah, it's more yeah. Literally, it's common to split.
Yeah.
So I always offer, but that's also my nature because I don't know. And I also feel like sometimes when I don't want to see the guy again, mm-hmm. I don't want him to feel like that I'm kind of benefiting from him because it makes me feel a bit awkward or something because mm-hmm. I feel like nowadays, like men and women, salaries are more equal. So literally, I don't give a fuck if I have to pay or I'm the one like offering to pay. So I always say like, oh, we can split. But then mostly the guys, because the guys that I date are masculine. They're like, they don't even like comment on it. They're like, mm-hmm. no. Like,
yeah.
So that's usually how it goes. And that's always like, I try to be like nice because in my culture it's normal to split. So I'm like, I'm offering it. And then I'll just let the guy decide. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
And then I think he was fine with it. And then we split.
Fine with the split, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, if it's a nice date, I'm also not offended by that. It's like, mm-hmm. I could still go with you on another date. I'm not that traditional, maybe. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not really bothered.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for, like, this date. It wasn't the reason that we never went on a second date. We never went on a second date. But that was just because the contact was kind of like, you know,
mm-hmm.
I think we just never really spoke that mm-hmm. much. We were both like, whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
I think.
It wasn't.
Because when we were on the date, we were like, oh yeah, we have to go to the beach and la la la, making all these plans.
No one ever, he never made a plan.
Right. Yeah. And I also didn't. So because I'm not gonna chase you.
No.
Especially not after splitting the bill. No,
yeah,
I'm joking.
Seriously, no.
I mean, it's not a real problem. It's not a problem for me. But I mean, but like also, in general, a guy have to initiate plans or anything also, right?
I mean, let's be real. Guys need women.
Mm.
We don't need men.
That's true, though.
So it's like, if, like, guys benefit from a female energy.
Mm. We benefit from their money. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. Some women do, though.
It's like our energy is kind of like a currency, and then their mm-hmm. currency is what kind of like what their...
Your dick.
No.
I'm joking.
No. I'm just saying, but if you want to spend time with us and our energy, and you gain from our energy, then there shouldn't be an issue with you wanting to
mm-hmm.
pay for dinner or pay right. for a date or anything. I'm mm-hmm. not just saying it has to always be that mm-hmm. way, but especially in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
like show that you like, I don't know.
Yeah. But I think in general for the Portuguese, it's more likely that the Portuguese, the guy pays because I went on another date with another Portuguese somewhere in the beginning of this year, and then he wanted to pay, but then I felt a bit bad because I already knew that I didn't want to see him again, although it was really nice and he was really friendly and we had a lot of fun. So then it made me feel a bit guilty, but then I'm also thinking like, if he wants to do it, let the man be the man. So I think, yeah, but maybe it's different if you're a foreigner because of the salaries here, so they mm-hmm. probably assume that you have more to spend.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that makes also a difference for like a Portuguese guy going on a date with a foreigner or with a Portuguese girl. Could
yeah.
be.
Yeah.
And that makes sense. So that's yeah. also why I don't feel bad to take the bill, because a lot of people...
To take the bill? Like the whole bill?
Yeah.
He asked you on a date and you're going to pay for the whole thing?
I'm not saying that he asked me on a date, but I mean, like, in general, I don't mind taking the bill because I know about the salaries. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
If, for example, if it's a Portuguese, working for a Portuguese company or something, because the salaries are lower.
Yeah.
So for me, that makes sense. Like, I don't mind.
But also, too, it's like, if he's going to ask you on a date, I mean, he should, if his salary is a certain amount, then he should already have that in mind.
Mm.
Go to a place where he can afford to take you somewhere.
Right.
And then pay. Like, you shouldn't be the one sitting back like, oh, let me make sure that he's comfortable.
Mm. Yeah, maybe not on the first date, but I mean, like, when you know someone a bit longer, maybe. And then you know, of course, about their situation, because at the first date, you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if you get to know someone and then you go to a place, I don't mind taking the bill. That's what I'm saying.
But it's also like, it's like we're going on dates and making, thinking of making them feel comfortable.
Uncomfortable?
No, make them feel comfortable, because you were wanting to make him feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense of like, it's okay for us to split or pay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's like you giving away your energy in a way.
I don't know. I don't feel like that. I don't see it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, if I know about the person's situation, I mean, of course, on the first date, you don't know.
Yeah.
Unless you like have discussed it.
You shouldn't be going on a date if you can't. You shouldn't ask someone on a date if you can't.
But I'm not saying he asked me on a date.
Just, he didn't ask you?
It's not in that specific situation. I don't know. But I mean, like, in general, if you go to eat at a place.
Yeah.
And if it's like, I don't know if who's inviting who. Like, I don't think about it that much.
Yeah.
It's just, I'll go and I'll see if he wants to pay. And if not, I can pay. We can split, whatever. But if I know about the situation, then I understand it. It's like, not gonna let
them
pay the full bill, right? Unless they want to.
Well, yeah, of course, of understanding if someone can't pay.
Right.
But if they can't pay, shouldn't they not be going someplace if they can't pay?
I'm not saying that they cannot pay, but maybe they have, like, in the end of the month, they would have, like, they would struggle more, you know?
You're thinking way too much.
You're thinking way too much. I'm done with this question. You just let the guy pay and I'll just offer to split and then I'll see what happens. Okay?
In the beginning,
next question.
Like, yeah.
Oh no, we didn't discuss your dating experience. We only talked about that guy and about the payment situation, but we didn't discuss your first experience. You were okay, like, okay, next question. No.
Okay, so
that's not happening.
So do you want to know, like, my first experience, like, coming here on vacation, or my first experience, like, moving here?
It depends on which story you're gonna save for the bonus episode. Because we always have a bonus.
Yes.
Available on Patreon, if you're a member.
Okay, well, I'll talk about the when I first moved here.
Okay.
I'll talk about that experience.
Yep.
The date that I went on, I met on an app.
An app? Can you be more specific, like I was? Please.
Okay, on Hinge.
Okay.
So we talked a little bit on the app. And what I really liked about him was that he didn't like talking on the app either.
Mm.
I hate having long conversations on the app. Like,
me
I'd
too.
Rather get... see you in person, because I'm an energy person.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see you immediately in person and know if it's going to be a yes or a no.
Mm-hmm.
Like, on the app, like, no, it's wasting my time. So a lot of people don't want to go or just make the initiative to, like, just meet up. Like,
mm-hmm.
Let's just meet up for a coffee. Let's just see. That's fine. Let's just see. But anyways, he wanted to get off the app really quickly. At first, I saw it as a little bit of a red flag. And then... but I also wanted to meet, and he gave a good excuse as to why, because he's not on the app as much, and we can talk on WhatsApp.
That's what they say. Meanwhile, they're like swiping 24 hours a day.
Yes.
But anyway, go on.
So he wanted to meet up for a coffee. Oh, First of all, okay, so he works at the airport.
Mm,
and I was flying back to the States for my sister's wedding. And then on the way back, we were still in communication. And I told him there was an issue at the Lisbon airport with all the security or whatever and the backup. And I was like, is it still crazy? And he was like, yeah. He's like, but I was like, well, can you do something about it?
Can you help me?
And he was like, do you think you deserve?
Of course.
Excuse
we do.
Me? Yeah, bitch. Of course I do.
Do you want to
ever see me again? No. I ended up getting back to the airport. He said, message me when you get here. I messaged him. We had never met. This was actually our first time meeting at the airport. So he comes, gets me out of line, takes me to the front, which was really nice. And I really appreciated it. And I said, thank you. That was very nice. And then later he was just like, you want to meet up for coffee?
Coffee.
And I said, yeah, that's fine. I said, I'm actually really tired, but if you can, you know, come within the next couple of hours, we can do it. I was like, but you have to come to me.
On the same day.
On the same day that I came.
Oh my God, yeah. With your jet lag.
Girl. I am, but I couldn't go to sleep. It was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
True.
I was like, okay, I need to stay up.
Mm-hmm.
So to get back on this time zone. So I was like, okay, yeah. I was like, if you can come to me, we can totally meet. So he said, okay. So he came near me. We went and had a coffee. It was actually really nice. We talked. It was really good. I didn't have any red flags at that point. But everything was fine. And then we met up again. Here's another red flag, right? Here comes the other one.
Here it goes. Here it comes.
He asked, he said, okay, after our coffee date, he's like, okay, let's meet up for dinner next. And I was like, okay, yeah, sounds good. And then I don't know how much time later, and then he was like, hey, do you want to meet up for a coffee again? I'm like,
doesn't
coffee?
Have anything to do.
Coffee? You said dinner. Why are we meeting up for coffee again?
Right.
So I was like, okay. I was like, okay.
The text was supposed to be for someone else.
Probably.
It was like coffee dates all day and then going for dinner.
Oops. No. So we ended up meeting up for coffee again. And then this coffee date actually lasted a really long time. And I actually took Bella with me both times because we went to a park. And I like to see how Bella reacts to people because I can sense. She didn't seem very interested in him. So that kind of gave me a little something. But at this particular coffee date, that's when a couple of other red flags came up. And they may seem subtle to some people, but I see it as a character type of thing. There was an instance where a homeless person came up to the table where we were sitting and asked for money. And he just had this like disgusted look on his face. And it was like, no, like get away kind of thing. And I was like, I saw that and I was like, okay, that's not good. And that, like at I had a thought because I actually had some some cash in my pocket. I almost pulled out the cash and gave it to the guy. But that really would have been like...
I would have done that though.
Yeah. So I didn't do it. And
just to make a statement.
Just to make a statement, yeah. So then another thing that happened, one of the servers had a tray full of stuff. And as she was walking, some of the stuff fell off. I immediately got up to help pick up some of the other stuff. And then someone else from another table helped to pick up. He just sat there. I was like, okay, another red flag.
That says a lot though.
Yeah, it does. So continuing on, we were still talking and then we met up one more time. And this time we went for dinner. Well, not for dinner, we went for drinks. And I ordered a drink. And the drink was horrible. Absolutely horrible. Like, what they did, they just didn't give a fuck. And I said something to him. I was just like, you know, this is really bad. And he was just like,
okay. Like, he didn't care.
He didn't care. I was like, like, wouldn't you want to, like, make sure that, like, I'm good, like, in a good spot or whatever?
But would you expect him to say something to the staff or not? Oh, really? Oh.
I don't speak Portuguese.
I always want to do that for you, right?
Yeah.
When you have a drink, you're like,
I know.
I'm always like, you want me to say something? You're like, no.
See, us and our masculine energy. Whatever. But he was just like, didn't say anything. He was like, yeah.
Okay.
And then also too, I don't speak the language. So true. I'm kind of like, it kind of actually helps the men be more in their masculine. Maybe that's why I like foreigners, because it allows the men to be more in their masculine energy, because I am in a position where I can't do what I would normally do.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to be in my feminine energy.
Yes.
But he did not step up to the plate in that sense. And we end up going somewhere else for another drink. And that was better, but it's there were just a lot of different things. And then after that, we were still communicating, but then it kind of like he's very busy with all of his jobs and things that he has. He has a lot of businesses or whatever, and it was kind of a turn off too, where he would show me like how much money he was making. It just seemed like he was like trying to show, and I was just like, okay. But so
very insecure energy.
Yeah, so he stopped communicating as much as he was, and then I was like, okay, that's another red flag. So I called him out on it, and he's like, oh, I've just been like, you know,
busy.
That term busy. Okay. And I'm done. No.
Oh, we're out.
I heard the term busy and I'm out. No.
Yeah.
So
that's no excuse.
So I was like, okay, that's not an excuse. I was like, this is weird. Like, I'm good. So then he tries to pull me back in by saying, oh, I don't even know if I should say this.
Do. Because it never happened, so who cares?
Oh my gosh. So he was just like,
very random.
Very random out of nowhere. He's like, oh, I wanna make love with you. What the fuck? Are you serious?
I don't even know what to say to this, though.
I literally saw that. And my mouth was on the floor. I was like, are you kidding me? This is what you do? This is what you say?
His best sentence. That was that.
I was like, okay. And scene.
And blocked.
Yes. So I was like, okay, this is done. So yeah, that was my first dating experience in Lisbon. And I think I'm good for right now.
Yeah, I get it.
So yeah, I kind of told you guys a lot.
I think we both did. I felt like we're talking for, I can check that time.
Oh
though.
Yeah, how long have we been talking?
We still have one question left though. Oh no, that's really helping. I didn't set the timer.
Oh my goodness.
Anyway, okay. I think to be sure we're just gonna do the last question also.
Okay.
Which could be a really short one.
Okay.
Because it's, are you currently dating or are you on the apps?
Okay.
Should we say it in 3, 2, 1?
No. Oh my God, that was perfect.
Okay, bye. No, I'm joking. Okay, we can add a little about this.
So I currently still have my profile up, but I'm not doing anything with it.
I was
thinking of just completely turning it off. Mm-hmm. It's on, still on Hinge.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just like turned off. Mm-hmm, I'm completely turned off, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say I'm completely close to meeting anyone, but I think from here on out, I think I just want it to be natural and in person. And
not an app.
Not an app.
Makes sense.
That's where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
But I'm not really actively seeking anything, because I kind of just want to keep my energy for myself at this point.
Makes sense.
Yeah. How about you?
It's the same. I think I even hit my profile on Hinge, because when I activated last time, because you were hyping it up, I was like, okay, let me see what the hype is about. It were only 50-year-olds liking me, and I felt so disgusted that I was like, okay, the X phase. And I think my profile is still on Tinder,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not using it. But sometimes I get these notifications like, you have to swipe, blah, blah, some sort of context. Mm-hmm. And this morning I got a notification that my profile is going to be hidden also if I don't take action. So that's, I think that sums up pretty much where I'm at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't have the time, the energy, like, I don't want to give my time to that. So that's,
yeah.
I mean, we talked about it already in the episode.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
It's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
We're other things going on that I enjoy a lot more than swiping and dating. So
seriously.
Yeah.
But we're in the same boat.
Yes, we are.
Hence funny. Why we're doing this podcast together.
True. And still we have a lot to talk about, although we're kind of like on the same page.
I know.
So that's,
it's so funny.
Funny. Yeah.
It is. All right. What is our next episode gonna be?
Oh my goodness.
We were so focused on this episode, I don't even think I looked. Okay. So for our next episode, we will be discussing family, homesickness,
and creating new traditions when you're moving abroad alone.
Yeah. So that's going to be our next episode. You guys, thank you so much for coming with us on this journey with us. This has been so much fun for us. Just all of the behind the scenes and just creating this whole podcast. It's just been so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like so grateful that we met each other and like we created this. Mm-hmm. And just like, it's just been so much fun.
I know.
I don't know. I'm truly grateful.
It's really a kind of a dream coming true. But from a dream that I never knew that I had,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. Oh my gosh, it's so crazy.
Because I never saw myself doing this. Neither although did I really like to tell stories, yeah. But then still, like,
I know.
I didn't know that this would be something.
I know.
And also, I feel like there's a lot of things coming with it. Like, yeah. We have to do behind the scenes, and I really enjoy that also.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's been so much fun.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And thank you guys for coming with us. So, and you guys are with us from the beginning.
Yes.
So yay.
Yay.
All right, guys. Well, we'll see you next time, and we'll see you in the next one. And this is from Lisbon.
With love. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for spending this time with us.
And for listening to our stories, our laughs, and a few of our growing pains.
If this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who needs a little Lisbon love in their life.
And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. It helps more hearts find our little corner of the world. From all of us,
from Lisbon with love.